Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
What's up? It's Draymond Green. I'm back for my 14th NBA season, and my podcast, The Draymond Green Show, is back too. This season, I'm breaking down games, reacting to the biggest NBA stories, and sitting down with teammates, rivals, and culture shapers. And trust me, I'm not holding back, on the court or on the mic. Two new episodes every week, new segments, big conversations, real basketball talk for the real hoop heads. Listen to and follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts. We're back. We're better. Let's get it.
Yeah, this World Series, Leroy, has been gooseys galore.
Dude,
if I can borrow that term.
Can I just tell you, I've been fortunate to see some of the greatest things in my lifetime, right? From I was alive when Hank Aaron broke the home run record.
Mm-hmm.
Muhammad Ali. I got to see Muhammad Ali box.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Tyson. Tiger Woods. Jack Nicklaus. When you talk about the Steelers and the Cowboys, right? You talk about the Bulls. You talk about the Lakers, okay? You talk about now, you talk about New England and Kansas City. And
Warriors.
And you talk about the Big Three and the Warriors.
And the U.
And the U, right? You talk about all these things. And I'm going to tell you right now, we have never in our lifetime seen a human being in any sport.
Nah, stop it, Leroy.
Dude.
Leroy.
Name him. Okay, go.
Tiger. Tiger Slam.
Okay, I understand. But here's the deal.
I'm with Leroy on this.
Shohei Ohtani is a
phenomenon.
Vlad, it would be the equivalent to somebody winning Offensive Player of the Year and Defensive Player of the Year. And I get Tiger. Tiger is the greatest golfer I've ever seen as far as wins and how he went about doing his business. But it's only one thing. It's golf and it's hard and he's the best and whatever. But I'm talking about a guy. It would be if LT ran for 2,000 right, yards.
Look, and this is no way taken away from Ohtani. Ohtani's a once-in-a-lifetime player. I get
okay,
that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
But as good as – he's a good pitcher. He's a good pitcher. What he did in the NLCS, that's unbelievable. I like to see what he does today.
So, wait. Didn't he win a Cy Young?
No.
He didn't win a Cy Young?
No. That man's always hurt when he missed a year because he couldn't pitch. Like, we're going.
He won MVPs.
He won MVPs.
Okay. Yeah.
MVPs, but it's not like he won MVP and Cy Young.
Okay.
Like, what he does is great, but. Okay. I mean, he could get rocked tonight.
Yes.
On the mound. Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But as of right now, in three games, did he pitch the first game in the World Series?
No.
That was the NLDS.
He pitched.
The Championship Series.
He pitched game 4 of the NLCS.
Okay. Three home runs and 10 strikeouts? Give me the equivalent to that.
Insane. Insane.
In a game?
Four extra base hits, last night.
That's what I'm saying. In any sport, give me the equivalent to a guy in baseball
hitting
three home runs.
I got you.
And that's what I'm getting at.
I got you.
Go.
Beating everybody in a major by like 12 strokes.
Yep. Yeah. He put it this way.
Yeah.
Put it this way.
When Ernie Els is like 15 strokes behind you and he's in second place.
Here's the craziest thing. Here's the craziest thing about the Tiger Slam. The craziest part of the Tiger Slam. If not for Tiger, Ernie Els would have won the slam. Because Ernie Els was second in all of them.
Yeah.
There you go.
That is crazy. But it's like, but at the very least, Shohei's in the same conversation, Vlad. Like, I mean, you could debate different sports. Shohei is in that conversation with the Alis and the Tigers now and the Jordans based on what he's doing.
The only equivalent would be, like you're saying, would be like maybe when Jordan won MVP, led the league in scoring, and was defensive player of the year.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Maybe, or if he'd also won a World Series when he tried baseball, then that would have been up there.
It's just here. I think of it like this. I've never seen anybody win a Tiger Slam, right? Or a Grand Slam. Nobody had ever done it while I was alive, right? The only thing that has won is the career Grand Slam, right? And there's only six guys to do that. Seven, now that Rory's done it. But how many lifetimes I have to go through to see a guy hit three home runs and have 10 strikeouts. And keep in mind, wasn't playing only against old white guys.
And he wasn't doing it on hot dogs and beer like Babe Ruth was 100 years ago.
Right. Damn, you see what I'm saying?
Damn, y'all hating on the Babe, man.
We ain't hating on the Babe. Yeah. Look, the babe had his moment. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
so what, there wasn't, you know, color TV or color pictures like that?
Or color players.
The babe, sure,
there wasn't color nothing. There wasn't color TV.
I've seen the black and white clips and everything, but you didn't have the same level of athlete back then.
Like, you've seen just, the black and white. Black and white TVs with no blacks.
You telling me Jimmy Scallum from Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't a blue chip.
Hey. Can you trust how great somebody was when they all had summer jobs at the mill in the summer?
Exactly, yeah. They're working at the brewery, like, after baseball, after their game. Oh, I gotta go bottle
that?
Some old Milwaukee.
You played 4 hours of professional football, and you got to go home, take a shower, and get back to the bar or the tavern because you got a barkeep.
Right.
Yeah. So, cool.
Was back
so
then.
Yeah, that, like, and I'm going to be honest with you. I thought when I got up this morning, that game was going to still be going on.
All right. Oh, 18 freaking innings?
So.
You got double the baseball.
This is why I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
Because I've been part of this already. 2018.
Ooh, the
working in L.A. Red Sox, Dodgers.
Oh.
That game was so long, I missed a trip to Soldier Field to go see the Jets play the Bears because that game ended so late.
Wow.
So last night was just up to this morning was just like, I'm like, oh my God, this is part two. So mind you, the Dodgers won that game in 2018 but lost the series. Man. So that might be a precursor, but great game. I don't know. Everybody's saying it's the greatest game of all time.
No.
I don't know. People
it wasn't,
at the moment.
It's up there.
It's up here. Here's what happens. In sports, you have intense moments. Right, like when a basketball game or a football game goes into overtime, and it's not even as bad every time in football because everybody gets the ball, right? But in baseball, depending on whether it's the top or the bottom of the inning, like that could be it. And so the intensity of it all there for another 9 innings?
Yeah.
Right? When a base runner. Oh, like it that the just the intensity of watching it when you know one swing and it could be over. Now, I'm just trying to figure out, right? I'm trying to figure out. There ain't a sport that I've ever done in my life where I had to get up every hour to go swing a bat. Right? So the fact that he was that tuned in after 6 hours and 30 minutes.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Until 2:50 in the morning. Right. Like, the only reason why I can't say it was the greatest game ever is because I didn't stay up for the whole thing. So how can I say that when I didn't watch all of it?
Because you didn't know if there were intense moments like during the course of that extra nine innings. Right. I'm curious to know this. Who the hell's going to pitch if Shohei can't throw?
Oh, everybody's spent.
Yeah.
He played all 18 innings, so.
He did. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he didn't really play because, I mean, he wasn't on the field. He was that bad. But, I mean.
Right.
He was on the field, so. We'll see. I like to see how both managers are going to utilize their bullpen. At least Dave Roberts has experience because he did that in 2018.
I bet you if Dave the problem is the Dodgers can't do a bullpen game because their bullpen sucks.
Oh, they could try.
They could try. Wait, so if they go up 3-1, you think they just go ahead on and give one up and go try to do bullpen game just to give their pitchers some?
I mean, if you could win at home and end the season at home, you'll try your best.
Yeah, I know, but it could set you back.
Your game one pitcher is going to pitch game.
Okay.
Yeah, you got Glasnow.
You're right.
I mean, Snell. They got Snell.
Snell pitched game one.
Game one, and then Yamato pitched game two.
Yamato was better than Snell.
Yeah, they're all right. They're good.
But they bullpen. Eh.
Mm. Well, we'll talk more about it in the 11 a.m. hour. We have headlines coming up. Got a big game for the Dolphins on Thursday night. Can the Dolphins keep it rolling against the Ravens? Can the Miami Hurricanes keep it rolling on Saturday? You want to keep it right here. Dono in for Tobin. We got Leroy. We got Jay Figg. We got Vlad right here on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.